Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Chase You, How to Connect with the Other Side to Find the Clarity and Confidence to Be Yourself, written by Elizabeth Kendick and Monica Lawson, and read by Catherine Beck. Get down and pray. These were the first words I heard them say. Then came a deep feeling that something really bad was about to happen. I crouched down on my seat, covered my eyes, started praying the Lord's Prayer, and fainted. It was December 20th, 1978. I was 9 years old. We were on our way to my grandparents' house, and a seemingly random chain of events had led me to be sitting in the front passenger seat. I am so grateful that I fainted because little did I know we would be in a horrific car accident that would catapult me through the front windshield and onto my life path. After we collided with the other car, I witnessed a series of beautifully divine interventions. Though unconscious, I could still hear someone asking, "Is she dead?" I came to, but couldn't see because there was so much blood on my face. I wanted to let them know I was alive, but before I could, I fainted again. We were out in the middle of nowhere when a truck full of passengers stopped, and my frantic mother decided to hand me over so they could take me to the hospital. Back then, no one had cell phones. My poor mother didn't know when or how an ambulance would get to us. She had blind faith and decided to entrust me with these kind strangers. I drifted in and out of consciousness during that ride, but do not remember entering the hospital. I would later learn that the other cars had driven by the car accident and didn't stop. Only a white El Camino car with a male and female, both white-haired, wearing all white, would stop. They had a CB radio and called an ambulance for the rest of my family, who were also hurt. I now know that they, along with the passengers in the truck, were divinely sent by the other side to help us. I also believe that based on their appearance, the couple were angels. They disappeared before my family could thank them. I continued to come in and out of consciousness because of the pain. I had lost some of the skin around my forehead and eyebrow area from the impact. I also had huge amounts of glass all over my right eye. I remember wanting to wake up so the medical team would know I was alive, but the pain from the glass being pulled out was so excruciating that I would faint again. At this point, I kept hearing, "Try to relax. You are going to be okay." I knew it wasn't from the emergency room staff because I could clearly hear them too. This voice was coming from somewhere or someone else. I still didn't know who I was hearing, but it calmed me down. The energy behind the words was loving, reassuring, and peaceful.